from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Willkommen, everybody. Hello.
What was that?
That's Afrikaans for how's it going?
I love a word that has a double A in it.
Yeah.
Afrikaans does.
Afrikaans.
Well, you've dated half of South Africa, haven't you?
Yeah, a couple.
How many people have you dated from South Africa?
Two serious boyfriends, one fling.
So three?
Yeah, and they were consecutive.
Really? You had a run of Africans?
The two serious boyfriends, that was like 7 years.
Yes.
Together.
Yeah.
And then there was like...
You didn't think you'd split it and date literally any other country?
Oh, look, I mean, there were boys in between that I met, but like wouldn't call them boyfriends, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Oh, I made a pact after the first one, no more. And turns out my willpower not great, but don't worry. I mean, they're beautiful people, South Africans,
I dated. Sounds like you're not a fan. Anyway, I won't get too into your dating history. That's not what this podcast is about.
Nope.
Thank you for choosing us and downloading this episode. If you love it, leave a 5-star review. We should be telling people where to go.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Mm. And say, this is funny, you should listen or something.
No, let's get them to say something like a funny word in the review.
Penis. Yeah. No?
Yeah, do that. Just write 5-star and then put penis as the reason. Then we'll know that you're a true fan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry if you're under 16 listening to this. We're not gross. That was the grossest part of the podcast.
Yeah, apologies.
Yeah.
Apologies. Well, it's an anatomically correct term. So,
sure is.
You know, welcome to health and PE. Kids.
PE?
Health.
Were you doing...
We had health and PE was one subject.
Really? They lumped the worst subject in with the best one to try and, like, sell it to you.
Yeah. HPE. No?
It's like, hey, you need to eat your vegetables, but you will get your dessert afterwards.
Yeah, that's, like, literally how you bring children up. All right.
Is it?
I don't know. I don't have any. Simba gets his. My Cavoodle gets his vegetables.
Yeah, but he eats around the pill and just has all of the fun meal.
True. Very true.
Just like kids do as well. Enjoyed the episode and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
How you feeling over there, Ellie?
Look, Tazzy, I'm not feeling my best. I'm going to be honest. I am standing across from Danny, our 21-year-old receptionist.
Hello, Danny.
Hi.
She is.
Now, yesterday, Danny came bounding into the studio and she said, oh, my God, I just pretty much beat one of the guys in the office at an arm wrestle.
Yeah.
That's exactly how she speaks, right?
She only weighs about 12 kgs too.
She's tiny.
Yeah.
She's the tiniest little thing I've ever seen
in my
entire life.
You called me scrawny yesterday.
Yeah, you are. And that's coming from a scrawny guy.
So offensive.
So I said, oh, yeah, did ya? Good on you. And she goes, I bet you I could beat you too, Ellie. And I was like, all right.
Our show isn't above this sort of ground level schoolyard behaviour. So here we go.
But the thing is, Tazzy, I just realised since talking a big game yesterday, I actually haven't done an arm wrestle in, I reckon, 15 years.
Okay, Danny, how many arm wrestles have you done in the last 24 hours?
Last 24, just Todd.
Okay, good. All right. Here we go. This is our scrawny 21-year-old receptionist. If Ellie is going to beat anybody in this building, it's going to be Danny.
I'm 10 years, no, more than 10 years older than her.
My hands are a bit sweaty.
I train at Fitstop. This is probably not a good ad for them if I lose.
Here we go.
Okay, hold on.
Three.
She's gripping my hand so tightly.
One.
Oh.
Wrestle.
You're falling off the table. All
no,
right.
Second
let's bring
arm.
It back. We'll bring it back.
That second arm back.
Jesus.
All right.
Wait,
ready?
Hold on. You're on it. Okay, there we go.
Okay.
Thank you, girls. Settle.
Okay. All right. Oh, it's on. She's looking surprised.
Come on, Ellie. It's
I'm
for
just
the show.
I'm going to wear her down. This is it's an endurance sport, this arm wrestle gear.
Come on. There we go. She's won it.
I am the strongest woman alive. Suck it. Grow 12 more years and then I'll take you on again. Are you okay?
I have no words.
She's done it.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, I've just come across this story as a boy over in Michigan. He's 13 years old, right? He's playing a video game in his room. His 8-year-old sister's outside at the front of their home, right? She's playing in the front yard. All of a sudden, he hears her scream twice.
Oh, jeez.
Looks outside to see what's going on. She's getting kidnapped.
No.
So, 13-year-old, I mean, this is amazing hero stuff. He goes, hang on a second, I need to help out. He grabs his slingshot.
Yeah.
Grabs a marble and a couple of pebbles, starts firing at the kidnapper.
With a slingshot?
From inside.
No, people don't have slingshots these
days. Well, 13-year-olds do. Thank you very much. 100%. Guess what? He hit the kidnapper in the head and in the chest. He ends up dropping the 8-year-old girl. She runs back inside. 13-year-old boy saves the day. I can be
your hero, baby. With a slingshot.
How good is that?
This is the plot to some movie. This is not real life.
No, it's real. It's real. And that is why we are asking the question this afternoon. When did you save the day? We've got a $50 voucher to the Nambour Cinemas to give away. 545-11-919.
I'm going to give 2 vouchers. If you've saved the day with a slingshot. In fact, I'll give 2 vouchers and $100.
A slingshot story I'll take as well. Anything to do with slingshots?
Yes.
Or saving the day. Did you save somebody's life? Did you stop a crash?
Like, yep.
What happened? When did you save the day? Own it. You just talk about yourself.
Yeah.
It's not a brag.
I'll also accept stories of being around when someone else has saved the day. You know, maybe you were the one who needed saving.
Fair. No, maybe you weren't the slingshot kid.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe you got slingshotted instead. 545-11-919. Hang on. So we're asking for when did you save the day? When did somebody else save the day? Or is there a story with a slingshot that you've got?
Yeah. Or if you just want to call and chat about the weather.
No, don't confuse it any more than that. So we got a $50 voucher. Nambour Cinemas. Go and see those movies on us. Give us a call.
Donna is in Mapleton. Donna, have you been around someone that saved the day?
I haven't. I've had someone save the day for me.
Ooh, okay. What happened?
I was 14 years old, riding a horse. The horse shied at a push bike and fell on top of me. I was pretty much classed as dead.
No way.
Hold on. The horse collided with a push bike, did you say?
No, the horse shied onto the bitumen road from a push bike and slipped on the bitumen road. I fell off the horse fell on top of me.
Oh, my gosh. So what happened?
Yeah, broke my
sternum,
broke my jaw, broke my knee reconstruction. Coma for 3.5 months.
Oh, Donna, wow.
3.5 months.
If it wasn't for my best friend that I was riding with, who has now passed, I would have been dead.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow, were they also really young like you, Donna, your friend?
She was, but she had done her first aid. She had done everything and lived on a farm all her life. So she knew the first thing to do to get the horse off me to she put a sort of like a strap around my neck so I couldn't move my neck because apparently I was still conscious and trying to run down the road.
Oh.
Wow. Yeah, they said pretty much when the ambulance got there, if it wasn't for her, I'd be dead.
Oh.
And you're in a coma for 3.5 months. Were you just...
3.5 months.
You were obviously unconscious that whole time. Do you remember anything from being in a coma?
No, I don't. The only thing I remember is when my mum showed me what I looked like in a mirror and half of my face had been all stitched back up.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. And what was it like waking up after 3.5 months?
Well, I didn't even know. I thought it was just the next day.
Really? Oh, that's fascinating.
I'm like speechless. That is an incredible story. And did they know that you were going to wake up, or was it one of those?
No, they didn't know. Yeah, I was pretty messed up. They said I'd never have kids.
Yeah.
I proved them wrong. I have 7 now.
Jeez, you proved them very wrong then.
Tell me something and I'll prove you wrong.
No. Yeah. Donna, that is incredible. I'm speechless.
So am I. Donna, congratulations. $50 voucher to Nambour Cinemas is yours. I mean, it's not anything as level like as good as your story.
Over the holidays.
Thank you.
Well done.
Was it worth it, Donna? There's years later to win a $50 Nambour Cinemas voucher.
$50 voucher. My kids get to go to the movie.
There you go.
I love Donna. She's one of my favourite humans.
That is a woman. named Taylor Swift. We are Ellie and Taz. She's just, good drive home.
She's just wrapped up her Eras tour. 150 shows. 3 hours a night. So that's 450 hours of performing she's done.
Over what? 2 years?
Oh, a year and a half, 2 years, yeah.
Oh, mate.
What?
We work a 38-hour week. All right.
Yeah. We're not belting out tunes every single night.
We're working 3 hours a day. We've got a 3-hour radio show. We're performing.
How does she just not get sick?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like how does she not want a day off or just go, oh, let's just knock it off early, guys.
450 divided by 38 is 11. So she's, we've done as much work of, as her in 11 weeks. She took nearly 2 years to do it.
She's earned $2 billion in that time. How much did we earn in the last 11 weeks?
11 weeks. $2 billion?
Yeah.
It's just so much money.
Mm.
She should give.
That's why she's like doubled the salary of all of her truck drivers and stagehands and stuff.
Oh, how do
she gave them bonuses of like pretty much doubling their salary because of how hard they have to work. Because they, as soon as the show's done, they're packing up overnight, they're driving the next city, setting up. There's two or three stages on rotation that she's doing.
Yeah.
So she's just said, well, I'm earning heaps.
$2 billion.
Exactly. So you can all have, you know, a couple of hundred grand.
Yeah, you'd want a good Chrissy bonus from Taylor Swift if she was your boss.
I think she did it last Christmas. I think she announced around this time last year that she was doubling their salary.
Well, if our bosses are listening, I know we get a half a Christmas ham.
I'd like it to be doubled
this year
so that we break $60,000. That would be fun.
Oh, you want, oh, I was going to say, do you want two Christmas hams? Because that's our bonus.
Yes, please. I'm desperate.
You know what?
So.
I'll take a Christmas ham and a turducken, okay?
This wasn't what we were supposed to talk about when we came here, turducken. We were supposed to talk about Australia's favourite biscuit, okay? But I think this era's talk here that you and I are doing is better.
I mean, both are equally not good. But hey, we've got 2 hours of the show left. Let's see what's to come.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Ellie and I are always looking for an extra way to make money. Little side hustle. Doesn't require too much work. Mm-hmm. Just runs in the background and drip feeds our bank accounts.
Yeah, mate. We always need more money.
We do. Because radio ain't paying the bills, y'all. Oh, no, I'm starting to sound like you.
Yeah, welcome.
Wow,
welcome.
That was really Ellie of me. I apologise, Sunny Coast. That was terrible. So the other day, a couple of weeks ago, I came across a lump of what we think was flavouring, but no one was game to eat it. It was pretty big, like a 20-cent piece size.
Massive.
Clump of stuff in my chips, salt and vinegar chips. So I reached out to the company that makes the chips yesterday.
Yeah.
I had a photo of the said clump.
Well, we were talking about a man in the UK who had sent back, taken a picture of a Mars bar that he'd unwrapped that didn't have the ripple on top of it. He said, I got a smooth one. This is not the product I ordered. And he got a compensation payout.
Yeah, they sent him $4 in return. And we thought, well, free money because we stole the salt and vinegar chips from our promotions team. They normally take them to events and stuff. And we just went, well, these are for us. So it was free for us. But we thought if we can make a quick buck from this clump. And who knows?
I've never tried to get compensation for anything. Have you?
No, no.
This is a new territory for us.
Okay, so they've replied. Do you want me to read out the reply?
Yes.
Here we go. Do we do the, have we got some music?
Oh, look, I can find you some music if you'd like.
Here we go. It's my favourite music. I hear this when I go to sleep at night. Okay. Hi, Taz. We're so sorry this has happened. We were concerned to receive your report that your recent purchase of snacks contained what we believe to be gelatinized potato starch.
Gelatinized
potato starch.
Oh, yum.
So it wasn't flavouring. It was a glob of potato.
Isn't gelatin pig fat?
What's starch?
Like what's in bread? Flour?
Good.
Like a type of flour? Maybe?
We assure you that every precaution is taken during the manufacturing process. And they go on for like two paragraphs about like all the legal stuff about we try our best and sometimes these things happen. However, it is highly unusual. So please let us know. Here we go. They want a list of information from me.
Oh, gosh.
The outer pack details. So the pack barcode, best before date, numbers and letters underneath the date.
Oh,
so there's obviously a code on the packet. Yeah, I know. On the packet of chips. inner pack code, as well as even an inner pack code.
Yeah.
Store of purchase, which is pretty irrelevant to us because you and I stole it from our promotions team.
Can we say under the desk in the promotions of CFM?
Don't think that's going to work. And an email or postal address.
Oh, we've
and
got
they,
those.
They wouldn't want that unless they were going to send us, you know, a little something.
Yeah.
As a little sorry. We will arrange a reimbursement for the product.
Huge.
Here we go. This is our side hustle. Thank you very much. And then they've signed it.
Just a reimbursement, though, or like reimbursement and payment of damages?
I would like free chips for life.
Yeah, I'd like...
And I'd take, as a step down, free chips for a year.
I'd take a monetary compensation of $50,000, personally.
It wasn't even your chips.
Yeah, but I had to witness you going through it.
Couple of problems.
Yeah.
I don't have the packet or the gelatinized potato starch.
Do they want you to send in the gelatinized potato
starch? Well, I'd like to send it to them because it feels like sending them poo in the mail.
Well, you had a little nibble of it, though.
Yeah, it's
so
not.
So did I.
It was no good. It was no good. So I don't have the outer pack details. Could I?
Oh, yeah. I feel like I know where you're going because I am going to the same place.
Could I open a salt and vinegar packet this afternoon?
Yeah.
Send them the details from that packet. They don't know.
They don't know where the gelatinized starch was.
I've thrown away the gelatinized starch, but they're not asking for that back.
No.
They just need a code for some chips and at the store of purchase, which I'm sure we could work out. What do you think?
I mean, I'm not one to mislead people or lie, Taz. But I am one to get
money. This is two teachers' pets really doing something real rebel right now.
To try and get $6.
Kelly and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You ready?
I'm ready. It's Bandle. There's a mystery song for us to guess every single day. And today, if you can beat us, it could be scoring you tickets to see Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Hey, perfect way to spend the school holidays. The way it games is the song will be broken down into its layers. Taz doesn't know the answer. I don't know the answer. If you do, 545-11919, give us a call and chime in.
Yeah, 545-11919 will be our number. When you think you know what today's song is, we're going all the way back to 2015.
Layer number one.
What was happening around there? Macklemore?
Taylor Swift. That's a year after Shake It Off.
We can always assume Taylor was releasing music, to be fair.
True.
I got nothing out of that.
Nah, let's go layer number two.
So close. It's on the tip of my tongue. 545-11919 if you think you know what it is. Tickets to the movies up for grabs. Thanks to Paramount Pictures. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 in cinemas December 26. Can we get another layer, please?
Got an answer that I could lock in that I'm about 70% sure on.
All right. Type it in. Get it ready, but don't reveal it. Let's let the Sunny Coast have a guess. Next layer. Yeah, I know.
My brain is
I'm so close as well.
Ellie, she would know it.
Okay, 545-11919. Is this Emma?
Yes.
Hello, Emma. Welcome to Bandle. What is the song that we just can't guess right now?
Is it How Deep Is Your Love?
You're bloody
right, aren't Calvin you? Harris, How Deep Is Your Love? Emma, that scored you tickets to Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Well done.
That's all it wants to give me.
Is that...
deep is your love? That's all it gives you.
That's all it gives me. Oh, okay. All right. Well, we all know this song. Well done, Emma.
Good on you, Emma. Well done. Bandle will be back next week. The game that scratches
next
your
week.
Brain. Sorry. Tomorrow.
Oh. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
We are 2 weeks and 1 day away from Christmas, Tazzy.
Yeah, Christmas just around the corner. Ellie and I have printed out our Ellie and Taz Christmas cards. Well, they're getting printed overnight. We will have them in our hot little hands tomorrow. But can I just do a shout out? We had Zaria come and join us in the studio about an hour ago. She popped by not only to give us a little Christmas gift, which was so lovely, but also our very first Christmas card of the year.
Oh, no. We have been lamenting the fact that the Christmas card is dead, hence why we're wanting to send out Christmas cards of our own.
So you're opening it live at the moment. You got the envelope there?
Yeah. And in the meantime, 545-11919, we are doing Christmas card blitz if you want to get one delivered to your letterbox. All right.
Let's do that. Let's go across to Pelican Waters right now. Who's this?
Jonty.
Hey, Jonty, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Jonty, you've scored yourself an Ellie and Taz Christmas card, my friend.
Thanks.
No worries. It could have a $50 note inside as well. What would you spend $50 on?
A lot of things.
A lot of things.
That's what $50 gets you.
Unfortunately, John T, it doesn't get you much these days.
No, it does.
No, it does. It'll get you a fair few red frogs from the shops.
About eight.
All right, John T.
Well done, John T.
One is coming your way. Hold the line and we'll get your address.
Yeah.
Do we want to read Zaria's card?
Yeah, let's read Zaria's card.
To Ellie and Taz, hope you two have the most wonderful and... That's the handwritten part.
Yes.
And then the printed part in the card says, Merry Christmas.
Oh, nice one, Zaria.
And then Zaria's continued writing and a Happy New Year. I also listen to you guys all the time.
Oh, we feel really sorry for you, Zaria, that you have to do that.
Oh, thanks, Zaria.
Feel free to switch us off if you ever need.
I'm putting this on display right here in the studio.
What on your side? That's unfair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Let's go to the phones now. 545-11919, giving away more Ellie and Taz Christmas cards. Who's this?
Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Are you expecting...
How you going, guys?
We're good, thanks. You expecting to get many Christmas cards this year?
We just actually sent a heap out with my little bloke, my little seven-year-old.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, we still do that every year. So, he takes them and has mine for every... he's got 27 kids in his classroom at school. So, the little 20 square ones, and he writes them out himself and gives them to all his mates every year. Always does.
Yeah, love it.
Well, Jack, it seems like you guys deserve a Christmas card sent to your house. So, you've got one.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Don't go anywhere, Jack. We'll grab your address and we'll send them out ASAP. Let's go down the line now. Who's this?
Ella,
would you like a Christmas card?
Yes.
Well, guess what? You've got a Christmas card. Okay. Not as excited as I was hoping.
No, you got a little.
Okay.
You got a little, little giggle out of her. Let's go down the line now. Is this Natalie?
Yes, it is. How are you going?
Hello, Nat. We're going really well. We've got a Ellie and Taz Christmas card with your name on it if you're after it.
Yes, that'd be great. Thank you.
Easy. Easy done. We have been doing these blitzes every day, Tazzy, and we're going to continue to do so until we send them out on Friday.
Yeah, and a little extra thing that you're going to get in your Ellie and Taz Christmas card this year, which you're not going to get from anybody else, is Ellie likes to think she's a bit of a psychic.
Mm-hmm.
She can see the future. She predicts trends.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to put little personalised premonish.
I am indeed.
Into your card.
You will know exactly what's going to happen to you in 2025 after you get these Christmas cards.
I think I know. We will be fired.
Yep, absolutely.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, before five, we have been waiting for this. Australia's favourite biscuit, as Ellie scrambles to try and find the information that she said that she had. Have you got it?
I had it. Just forgot that we were doing that here. But don't you
Me
worry.
Me doing a little bit of padding.
Yes, I am ready because this is a huge, huge moment.
Okay, so Australia's favourite biscuit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just the 2024?
Yep.
Yep, okay.
This year. There's a stat in here that I really, really like. It's a big stat.
Yeah.
It'll surprise you. It'll blow your socks off, someone say. Do you want me to start or end with it?
No, end with it, but give us a bit of a, hey, stats incoming, brace yourselves. Because if it's so big, we're going to want the Sunny Coast to be ready, braced.
Okay, fair enough. Arnott's have revealed...
Oh, so it's only Arnott's then. So
yes.
It's really Australia's favourite Arnott.
Yes.
Okay. So Tim Tam's out.
What? Okay, name one other biscuit brand.
Oreo?
That's Australian.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. We are. Let's make them all. So, yes, they've revealed their top-selling biscuits for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want
do
me to
go... Do they make the Tim Tam? They do make the Tim Tam.
I'm not. Okay. I'm not going right. to give you any hints, tips okay. or tricks.
Sorry.
Would you like to guess what's
no,
in the
I don't
top
want to
10?
Do anything because you're not going to give me anything, okay? I don't want to actually be involved. I don't want to be here. I want to go home.
You do want to be here. You're contracted, okay? If you
no,
don't want to be here,
no,
you wouldn't
just
have
because
a job.
I'm contracted does not mean I want to be here.
Yeah, but you have to be.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Yeah.
The music's getting more intense, okay? Which means I need to start reading this.
Here we go.
In 10th place, the Monte Carlo.
Oh, my gosh. We're starting at 10. Let's go top three.
Top three?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you some honourable mentions from the bottom seven then.
Oh, God.
The mint slice came in at 8th.
Yeah.
Not bad. Salada, original.
Gone.
Came
in the bin.
Above the mint slice.
Oh.
The Tim Tam.
Yes.
Double coat.
Oh.
Came in at 6th. Number 5. All right, now it's getting really deep, this music. The Jats, the humble Jats, came in at number 5.
Jats can get it.
Can you sling me? Because I feel like you've got guesses. Just give me your top two.
Is there some sort of shortbread in there? Some sort of shortbread cream? What? Don't give me that face.
Oh,
shortbread creams are great.
I've never heard of a worse biscuit than a shortbread.
No, the orange one is worse than that. Whatever that orange cream one is.
No, I would take 7 million orange creams over one piece of shortbread. Ugh. Yuck.
Really? You don't like shortbread? Anyway, continue. Let's go
on. Okay, top five. We know Jats is number 5.
The music's restarted. That's how long we've been here.
Okay. In 4th place, it is a flavour of shapes.
Barbecue.
Incorrect.
Cheese and bacon.
Incorrect.
Pizza.
Correct.
Yuck.
Number
Sunny
4.
Coast. Take a good hard look at yourselves. That should not have touched the top 10.
Number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Another flavour of shapes.
Barbecue.
Incorrect.
Cheese and bacon.
Incorrect. I'm going to stop you right now.
What
and tell
others?
You, your favourite cheese and bacon that you mung down on every day hasn't even made the top 10.
Yeah. Okay. Because they didn't ask me and I'm the only person that buys them.
A rogue... Entry in number 3 is Shapes Chicken Crimpies.
Oh.
Third favourite biscuit in Australia.
Yeah, not bad though.
The second favourite biscuit is indeed Shapes Barbecue Flavour.
Yep, there we go.
That would be my top. The
number one.
We've made it.
Hang on, so I guessed half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Tim Tam.
Yeah.
Did I go and just guess it? Oh, no, we don't need the music.
Yeah, you guessed it.
Hey.
It's Buddy Tim Tam.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, just before the news, we were talking Australia's favourite biscuit, which we worked out was the Tim Tam.
Yep.
But something we didn't quite get to because the news had to be on time. Well, it ended up being late anyway. is you had a very cool stat for us. You said, brace yourself, Sunny Coast. A stat is coming.
A biscuit-related stat.
Mm.
Yes. Are you ready for this?
Here we go.
A whopping 98% of Australian households purchased at least one packet of Arnott's biscuits in 2024.
Wow. I wonder if there's any other product that has almost been consumed by every Aussie.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm.
I mean, I wonder if that accounting for the fact, like, you bought 7 million packets of shapes this
year. Oh, does that account for 7 million? Yeah, maybe.
8 billion Bickies were sold.
Wow.
That's huge. Good on you, Arnott's.
And too many of them, I'm sorry, but too many of them are that orange thing, the orange slice.
The orange cream.
It's terrible.
No, that's like one in an assorted pack.
But it's one whole section, which I would like to have as any other biscuit.
They're delicious.
Are you going for those first?
Yeah. Oh, I'd go on Monte Carlo first and then that.
Get out of here.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, Taz, I know we do a lot of charity stuff on this station.
Yeah, heaps. Mm. I mean, I don't know how much we've raised this year, but I would say it's pushing 100K for inclusive kids.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. Yeah, I love being able to hang our hat on how much good we do for the Sunny Coast.
Well,
why? Why do you say it like it's a bad thing?
No, I just think that it's time. We might need to do some more right now.
Oh.
I'd really like your permission as you know, someone who has a hand in the music we play here at CFM.
Mm.
May I please play Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You, very soon?
Oh, it's a banger.
It's not something I'd usually request because, as you know, I'm a little bit grinchy when it comes to Christmas music.
Remember how we dealt with Christmas music last year? Is every day we would take a caller at the same time and they got to say either yes or no for Christmas music.
Yeah.
And so everybody that was grinches was just trying to call through just to try and stop all of the Christmas fans. I think we lasted until about the 10th of December and then a yes got through.
Yeah. We didn't
do
about
it.
That.
We didn't do it this year.
We haven't played a lot yet, to be honest.
No, we haven't flicked over.
But I just feel like Mariah needs our help.
Oh. Okay. What, our 0.1 of a cent that we'll give her when we pay it?
Absolutely. Yep, she needs the royalties because I've just been reading up on the extravagant lifestyle that Mariah Carey has and some of the things she's spending her money on.
Okay, let's play it and then we'll. Do you want to hear the list after?
Oh, no, we can just. Look. I'll tell you first, and I just want you to think about that when you're listening to her music and maybe go and download her songs a bit more.
Okay.
Mariah blows.
So she's really struggling at the moment.
$1.4 million a month on designer clothes, gifts, and extravagant expenses. Now, you might say, what are some of these extravagant expenses?
What are some of those extravagant expenses?
Thank you. Well, Taz, she, of course, can't go without spa treatments for her dogs. So she just splashes $66,000 on that.
Yeah.
Then she likes to bougie up the house a bit with some exotic flowers. Want to know how much the check for the exotic flowers
Please.
Is? Please. $148,000 a month.
Wow. I've just broken down the 1.5 mil into daily expenses.
Oh, yeah? How much is she?
She's spending $50,000 a day.
That would check out. If she's sending her dog to the spa for every day, then, you know, it's over $1,000 a day on the dog spa.
Surely somebody can do it for half that.
Yeah.
Come on.
You know what? I'll groom her dog if she wants me to.
I'll do it for $200 a day.
Yeah. Every time she gets her hair and makeup done, which is a lot, she's spending $14,000 per session. There are so many hairdressers and makeup artists on the coast right now who are like, how do I get her number?
Wow.
If that's the rate. So she needs our help. And for that reason,
here's an extra cent for you, Mariah.
Spend that on your dog's spa. See you there.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
This is bad news. I've got a date planned tonight. We're going to go look at the Christmas lights. Drive around, go to the hot spots, the Christmas lights at the sunny coast, and it looks like we are going to get a fair chunk of rain, and already are, especially in Caloundra.
Yeah.
And it's going to head up towards Maroochydore very soon.
Are you going north or south for your Christmas
lights?
I
mean, I grew up in Mountain Creek, so there's that street. I don't even know the name of it, but there's that street that does all of their Christmas lights.
Oh, okay.
That's where I'll go, at the end of Karawatha Drive.
How romantic.
It's a nice night,
I thought. No, it is.
Can you not? You know, crap on my date idea, please.
No,
3 weeks ago you took over my Tinder.
I did.
You got me zero dates. I've had to go out into the real world and get this date myself. So hang on. So I'd like you to uninstall my Tinder, please.
Oh, with pleasure, to be honest. It's very stressful having Tinder.
Hold on.
We've got a notification. I haven't checked it for a while. What is the notification?
Yeah.
We got another match today.
Okay. It doesn't matter. You've got me zero dates. No one replies.
Yeah, no one replies. Chicks, up your game, please.
Do better.
Do better. I was giving you some great banter and people just didn't reply. I got two replies out of eight matches.
Wow.
Yeah.
And those replies were just one reply
just
and that's
it? Just one reply and then they didn't reply to my reply.
So you never... Yeah, that's... Your small talk really needs work.
It does. I word vomited in front of eight people who were clients today.
Yeah.
They walked into our office. I was the only one in there. And I just went...
apologies.
Oh, I could see them glazing over. Like, are we really spending money with this radio station if she's the chick on the radio? Anyway, so apologies about your Tinder. But if you found one yourself, then you don't even need me.
Exactly. So I'd like you to uninstall my Tinder.
Thank God,
I don't need you anymore. You were the worst matchmaker I've ever... Zero matches. Well, I mean, some matches, but no dates.
Was it me, though?
Yeah, because I get dates out of when I use my own Tinder. I get dates.
The
merchandise is not the problem. Thank you very much.
It's hard to sell a dud product.
You know what? Get stuffed. I want to swear at you so hard.
Trust me, fellow salespeople get it.
You don't fellow salespeople. Last week you said to our sales team, guys, I couldn't do what you guys do. And that's very obvious with your Tinder. So well done.
And my small talk, apparently. All right, I'm quite happy to relinquish control. Hope your date goes well tonight.
So you have ruined my dating life.
What?
And today scared away a client. That's what you've done with your banter.
My name's Ellie Chaney. I'm here all week.
And you can go to elliechaney.com.au for emceeing services.
You want me to ruin your business.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.